He's asking you to leave it all. Now, maybe I'm talking to a person or some persons this morning. Maybe I'm just talking to me and letting you all listen in on it. But it's a reality. And that was the thing that as I entered into the tent with Abraham from November, that God began to press on me. He said, you were willing to leave North Carolina and go to Florida. Are you willing to leave now and embrace the next assignment? And this is what the writer of the Hebrews said. They, first of all, received the promises. They embrace the promises because they counted God faithful to perform his word. Now, you know, when they left, the opportunity was there to go back. Yeah, to go back. But because the dynamic of what they were pursuing and coming into was so incredible, there was no desire in them to return back and try to live all over again what cannot be lived any longer. Are you hearing me this morning? I'm just about done with this. Because you see, once he left, his daddy let him out. And they did not even arrive to where God wanted them to be because the narrative was not with his daddy. It was with him. But because he deferred, the culture was to defer to the oldest male in the family and let them make the final decision. Terah led them out, but he stopped in Haran. The reason he stopped there, because there were other family members there when I traced the history. So it was easy to connect with them, hook up with them, and stay there. But he died. And then God came back and refreshed the narrative with Ephraim. He said, now I've already said to you, leave your country, leave your kinfolk. That means Lot too. Come on, this is not about, come and let me tell you a story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer who barely kept his family fed. And one day he was shooting at some food and out from the ground came a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. So the first thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly. If the trip is for you only, you can't take the family. Because you notice every time Granny got upset with Mr. Drysdale, she said, I'm just going to take my money and I'm going to go back. That's when you can tell the trip is not for that person. They're always thinking about returning back to where they came from. God said the trip's for you, Abraham. Just fill your name in the blank there. Trip's for you. And it said, and Abram departed. Lot went with him. But there are those who do not have your spiritual DNA, who do not supposed to be on the trip with you. And they're going to only hang around temporarily until they get wealthy. And then they'll tell you bye-bye. There were young men who came to me in the early years of ministry, didn't have a job, no way to feed their family. So what's a good father going to do? Pastor and father going to do? You're going to help them feed their family. Then they started making hundreds of thousands of dollars after we prayed a business end to them, and they didn't pay one single dime of tithes. What am I going to do? Get upset? No. I said, you can have your money. Because this is the thing I want you to understand. You can never make Steve rich. Whether you give or withhold, that's up to you. That's between you and God. And once Lot came out of Egypt and he was wealthy as well, then there arose contention between his herdsmen and Abram's herdsmen because water rights were extremely important in those days, especially in that kind of climate. So Abraham said, listen, we're brothers. Let there be no contention between us. He said, you choose wherever you want to go, and wherever you go, I'll go to the next spot. But the final part of just this one place that he visited when he came into land, you'll always come into a place when you come in there. There's always something called the first place. It's your first fruit experience. It's the thing that's at the head of the list, which is going to set the tune probably for how you have the experience in the whole land. It's like the reason that so many of us still have a fire burning in us today is because when we came in 45, 50, 55, 60 years ago, you got the real deal. When somebody asks you, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And you have been taught a theology that says, I didn't even know there'd be any such thing as the Holy Ghost. And then you ask God to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, and he does. And you receive the authentic experience, and it will continue to burn inside of you. You know, when someone asks me from time to time, what is it that keeps you going? I said, what I got in the beginning. I said, I got the real deal in the beginning. It was not religion. It was not fake. It was not something that was quackery. The real deal. I said, and it still burns. Just as passionate inside of me today, it still burns. Hallelujah. I'm still in love with Jesus just as much as I was years ago. My first love, the fire of my first love has not burned out. And I may go through places where it's difficult, where you can't explain it. You may not understand it. Come on, the book of Job. You may not understand it, but God will give you the patience to walk through it. And in the end of it, you will see the Lord, and there'll still be that fire burning inside of you. It's the real deal. Come on, tell somebody, it's the real deal. Oh, glory to God. Come on, when you're resisted, when you are opposed, the real deal will keep you praising. If they whip you, the real deal will keep you praising. The real deal. Every man forsake you, like Paul said, all men have forsaken me, but the Lord stood by me. The real deal will keep you praising. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, they do you like Paul and Silas, whipping and throw you in jail. The real deal will cause you to sing at midnight. You won't be asking, why me? Why did this have to happen to me? No! There's something about the fire that you got in the beginning. It burns through anything. It's the real deal. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. The real deal. All you have to do is just remind yourself. I know what I got when they said I didn't get anything. I know what happened when they said, boy, you ain't saved. Ain't nothing happened to you. I know what I received when they said, oh, you're just babbling off and sounding like all the people around you. I know what he did. And a man.